This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
BJ and Jay.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, you guys are talking about Christmas movies?
Dude, I'm so excited for Saturday.
Why?
And I invited you.
What's Saturday?
Did you get the invite? I made it by hand out of construction paper and a doily.
No, I didn't get a doily.
Oh yeah, I handmade invitations. I used doilies and I took some red construction paper and I made little, you know, and then the doily I cut and I made it into a snowflake and it said, "You are invited to my house on Saturday."
You're kidding?
No.
Yeah, how was it supposed to be delivered?
Well, Santa was going to deliver it.
Well, that schmuck missed my house.
Well, yeah, well,
because I haven't seen the invite.
Yeah.
What's going on at your house?
Well, Saturday is the premiere of the Kansas City Hallmark movie.
Oh. No kidding.
Yeah. And I was inviting everybody over to watch
it. You're throwing the party.
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll be there. This is as good as the invite. So if I don't get the invitation, I'm not invited.
No, you're still invited. I didn't get your RSVP. But
yeah.
Saturday is the big premiere of the Kansas City Hallmark Christmas movie. You know, loosely based on the love that Taylor has. Isn't it supposed to be like that?
It's Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh my God, man,
I will be there. You know me, I'm the doctor of love, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I can't wait for that. Do I need to bring anything like eggnog or anything?
Anything like Christmassy, like, you know, those little puffs that are made out of white powdered sugar? Yeah, bring those.
Oh, yeah, those are delicious. Yeah.
I'll have to work on my puffs.
Yeah.
I've never made the puffs before. So.
Speaking of which, today is our neighborhood brunch.
Yeah.
We have a neighborhood brunch with some of the girls.
Yeah.
And my friend, she brings this thing that she... Kelly, no, I love you. And you know you're one of my bestest friends.
No, no.
She's one of the woo girls.
Yeah.
But she brings proudly, I mean proudly, a tater tot casserole.
Yeah, I heard you mentioned that off air. Have you ever eaten it?
No, God, no.
You've never touched it?
No, and she's super clean. It's not because like I feel like she scratches her butt or anything like that.
Right.
She's like super clean, meticulous. Yeah. Her house is spotless. She has three littles. Like she's like... buttoned up. She's the girl that when she goes somewhere, she writes down all her outfits.
Yeah, scratching the butt might make it more delicious, actually.
It needs
might
something.
Might add to it. Might be an extra spice that it needs. Hey, I've never had it before, but I've seen it. I had someone once bring it to a dinner. It looks disgusting. I just don't understand. Who came up with the recipe? Tater tot?
Yeah,
casserole?
We make it all the time.
You do?
Yeah, at least probably like... 5 times a year or something.
Do you know
like that.
What's in it?
Yeah. So it's got corn, you got bacon, you've got any type of meat you want to put in it, like just, you know, ground up beef or whatever. And then it's tater tots and cheese. But so the key is you got to cook the tater tots, you got to leave it in the oven and make sure that they're really crispy. That's the key to it because you don't want like...
To me, it looks mushy.
Oh, but you make sure that the tater tots aren't mushy. That's the key to it. They got to be crispy on top. Yeah. I think it's delicious. But really? I bake it a lot, yeah.
It feels like that eventually they're going to get mushy.
Yeah.
One way or the other, because you're adding all the other ingredients to it and you're recooking it in a casserole. It's got to loosen up a bit.
It's kind of like cereal. You got to eat it fast.
No.
Cereal gets mushy. Yeah. So.
I mean, it gets mushy as it cooks.
Oh, no. No, yeah. Not if you cook. You got to crisp up the top layer of the
table. She walks in, you guys, she walks in like Betty Crocker. Like, she like wants us all to go, no, you brought the tater tot casserole? Like, everybody brings food, right? Well, I don't. I'm bringing three bottles of Bailey's. But anyway, I got different flavors, so that was nice. I got peppermint. Yeah. You know they make chocolate?
No.
Yeah, they make Bailey's and chocolate. Yeah.
No, I got no s'mores the other day.
I saw that one, too.
Yeah, it was good.
My son and I share my American Express account, and he calls me and goes, why did you spend $127 at the liquor store?
Yeah, you live alone.
I know. He's like, what's going on, Mom? Yeah, are you okay?
Do I'm not worried about
Mom, do we need an intervention? Do I need to fly in and bring the friends? Yeah. I got to tell you, I've had one of those interventions before. They're not fun.
They're not fun.
When you walk out of your room, it's crazy. Yeah, I walked out of my room. I'm asleep, right? Uh-huh. Hungover is a better word for it. Still drunk might be even a better word for it. And get out of bed. You walk into the living room, and you're probably still in your underwear at the time, right? Because, hey, somebody's here. So you walk out, and there's a room full of people.
Wait, this is a real story?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, yes, Jamie, this is a real story.
What the hell?
Yes.
I went from Hallmark to this? You're a different Hallmark movie.
People all over the country have flown in. Oh. And they're sitting around in a circle in your house. What? You're like, what the hell are you guys doing here? Is it my birthday or something?
What do we name your Hallmark movie?
I guarantee you'd get a lot of views. It was edgy.
It was edgy.
There's a movie that people are talking about, too, called, have you seen Claws? It's just spelled with a K.
Hasn't that been a movie for a while?
Yeah, 2019 it came out. But they're saying, according to Rotten Tomatoes, it's becoming the number one viewed Christmas movie.
I get them all mixed up. I don't remember which one
it's
that
on
one
Netflix.
Is. Who's it star?
Let's see here. It stars. It does say on here. Norm MacDonald does one of the voices. It's animated.
Oh, it's animated.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're calling it probably the best Christmas film in the past 30 years.
I'll have to check it out. I love Christmas movies. I mean, I like literally love them. Although, I was telling them yesterday, and I guess my lights are too bright.
In the neighborhood?
You remember the Christmas...
Vacation.
Is it vacation? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And remember those people, they have the Porsche, and they're up, and they're like trying to go to bed. It's Elaine from Seinfeld, Elaine or whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying to go to sleep, and the lights just come through their house.
They got their shutters closed, but it's still coming through.
Sorry, Christina and Eric.
What lights?
It's like daylight.
What lights do you have that are that bright?
Oh, they're awesome.
Everything on your house?
Yeah. Well, I bought all those trees, those LED trees. They're like $179.
I remember those last year. Yeah.
Yeah, and I bought 14 of them.
I didn't know you bought 14 of those.
I have 14, and they are so bright.
Is there in the yard?
Yeah, there's 14 of them.
Did you get a notice? Did somebody write you a note or something?
I noticed. So I know I love them. They're my favorite neighbors on the planet. But every single shade is drawn.
Yeah.
They used to look out over the ravine. You know, they could see outside the snow and stuff. I noticed they're really tightly.
They've actually boarded up the windows.
Yeah, they've shuttered in. They're kind of bright. I'll bring in one of the trees. They're really beautiful. I highly recommend them.
Yeah,
but you can't see.
They twinkle, too. Oh.
Yeah, I haven't seen them in our neighborhood. Yeah, I'd like to see a picture of it.
Sure,
maybe
it's
something I could put out there. Because I've got five blow-ups in my front yard, and two are just completely destroyed.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, the snow took them down. Mm. I noticed it this
weighted
morning.
Down,
yeah, it looks like a pile in a football game out there.
One of my trees did fall over from the snow, but that's it. Oh, look.
Oh, geez, those are bright.
I told you.
How the hell do you sleep at night?
Yeah, those
are intense. I know, they do pop through.
I mean, they've got to pop through your house even more so. Holy cow.
And that's just one side of the house.
Are they allowed to sell those? That's like a spotlight.
And you know what's funny? You should see the wiring for them. And they get really hot. And I was like,
wires do?
Oh, yeah. And so I had to put a baking tray underneath them. So they don't catch the stuff that you put on your lawn. What is that stuff around the trees? So they don't catch that on fire.
Oh, like the bark and stuff?
Yeah. So I put them on pie pans.
That must be awesome during the day.
Weather hitting.
You've got the brightest house in the neighborhood.
Oh, it's bright. Yeah, it's very bright.
Yeah,
it's,
you're
it's
very Christmas.
It's kind of pretty.
Now, today when you do your... So everybody brings a meal, something to eat for the luncheon?
For the
luncheon,
brunch. The brunch? Yeah. Like I said, I'm just bringing three bottles of liquor.
Yeah, well, you're the liquor
and
girl.
Can I just say, yeah. I said to my son when he's like, Mom, why'd you spend $127 at the liquor store? Like, should I come home now? And I was like, hey, I'm the mom. I can spend whatever I want.
Don't be parenting me.
Yeah, why is he going through the bank account to see what you spend at the liquor store?
Exactly, because I made a mistake because he has his own card, and so I want to see his, but I can't figure out how to separate ours. Yeah. So even though he has his own card and he pays his own card, I somehow have them combined on one thing.
He can see the account.
Even though he pays his own, I can see mine and his, and I don't know how to get out. I don't know. And he won't help.
I love that he's worried about you.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
$127, Bob, you're alone. What's going on here?
What's going on?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.